Hi, hello, welcome. Today we're going to be welcome back to Daily Nurse and Healthcare News with Nurse Choma. And I have some awesome stories for today. Our theme today is talking all about how non-competitive pay is actually affecting nurses and healthcare. So we're going to be bringing to you today different types of stories that's currently going on right now that's as far as pay and salary. And does this really affect nurses? Does this really affect healthcare? One report we're going to be talking about is a woman and a nurse in Illinois. She was unfortunately gunned down in her home with, and she's a mother of three children. Another article we're going to be talking about is how uncompetitive pay is affecting social care in England, specifically in the UK. And then last but not least, we'll talk about how one particular hospital actually decided to make a change by increasing the pay for all the nurses and saw a huge difference in the changes in the dynamic. So stay tuned. This is what we're going to be talking about today. Alrighty. Okay, so now let's go ahead and get right into it today, and let's talk all about what is going on as far as pay, and how this is actually something that's for us to take more seriously. Now, if you've been a nurse for a while, or you've been paying attention to the nursing industry, we know that it's not the only one, but one of the number one reasons why nurses go on strike, I mean, a lot of nurses go on strike is the pay is not cutting it, right? The pay is not, is minimal. And then a big part of it is the conditions that they have to work under. So meaning that it's like literally one nurse to like eight patients on a med-surg floor, for example. So a lot of nurses are feeling the burnout. They don't want to leave their jobs. Hence the reason why they're actually doing the strike versus just quitting and going. They don't want to leave their jobs, but they want things to change and they want to be able to deliver good quality healthcare in a great environment or a good environment and also still be paid fair or, for that given the way that, especially the times that we're living in now. Right? So I want to first bring to you our first story, which is being delivered by the FoxNews.com. And essentially it's a story about the Illinois police are working on justice for a slain nurse. Her name is Becky Blefnik. She's a mother of three, and she was actually gunned down in her own home, which is really, really sad to hear that not even that it happened in her at the job, but that the fact that it actually took place in her own home. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this article for you guys, this video actually, for you to listen to. And then let me put on here. Okay, so let's see. Hopefully this will work and we won't have any issues. Okay.
In 2019, the state had 36,000 employees, but in 2021, that number fell to just 8,200. That's a 77% decrease. And now state Democrats are proposing a bill to strap those remaining first responders with body cams to keep them in check. Matt Kluhesi is an EMS assistant in Chicago and joins me now. Matt, thank you for getting up with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ashley. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you heard it right there. We had 36,000 EMTs and paramedics in your state, but then fiscal year 2021 only saw 8,200 active license on record. That's a 77% decrease. And those numbers don't lie. So what is happening?
I think it's a multifaceted problem that we're looking at right now. What we in Chicago have recently been up against is a lot of violence in the street against our members. We were fortunate enough to have a very friendly city council that passed an ordinance led by Alderman Matt O'Shea that increases the penalty and fines for violence against our first responders in the streets. Violence is up against us just like it is against anybody else at this point in time.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for first responders, paramedics, EMTs to get hit, as I believe you were at one point, especially when you're responding. That's a photo of you. So, you know, when it comes to the low pay, when it comes to the dangers that you face, now they want to strap you guys with body cameras. I mean, how are you guys going to sustain this? What's going to happen if all of you just say, we're not doing this? What's going to happen to the state?
You know, with respect to the body camera issue, you'd have to let the legislators and politicians down in Springfield work that one out. I'm here to continue to advocate for my fellow brother and sister paramedics and first responders out there. We do a very critical job. We need to have protection from our cities, municipalities, and lawmakers, and continue to have that protection to continue to do our job and to serve the public. We love doing this job. We have a passion to do this job. We have a passion to serve. And it takes a special person to do this job.
It does. Illinois EMTs were asked in a recent poll why they're leaving the job. 60% say they're simply burned out, while another 36% say they're just not sure their sacrifices are worth it. So what is your message right now to the leaders of Illinois and what we're seeing? Because this is looking pretty bad, especially with those numbers.
Well, my message would be, you know, we're thankful for the support we have already. We look to have more support for what we do out there to continue to keep the cities, towns, the country that we serve well protected. There's a lot of good men and women that do this job. They're up against a lot of challenges every day. And, you know, anything that can be done to continue to foster a good work environment would be much appreciated.
All righty. Okay. I definitely hear that. So, let me now, that video was actually connected to the storyline as far as the nurse that was gunned down, because apparently what's happening, because that there is a decline in what's happening across Illinois with a lot of pyramids leaving, etc. They're just showing that the crime has gone up. It's showing a lot of the pyramids are burnt out. And let me actually read the article that was below the video. It says, Illinois police vowed to bring the person or persons responsible for the shocking shooting death of an award-winning nurse to justice over the weekend. Becky Blefnick, a 42-year-old mother of three, was found shot and dead inside her house in Quincy, a small city on the banks of the Mississippi River in western Illinois on February 23rd. Detectives have been focused primarily on this investigation since Ms. Blefnick was discovered deceased in her residence in the 2500 block of Kentucky Road, Quincy police stated in a statement over the weekend. Investigators say they sent samples to the state crime lab in a Springfield for forensic analysis and were awaiting results. So actually what I wanted to show you guys was the picture of the woman that that lost her life. And let me see if I can pull up that photo instead, so you guys can see her. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see if this will work. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of tech issues. Okay. No, it's not going to work. Okay. So let me show you the picture on here instead. Okay. All right. So let me go down. All right. That's her right there. Okay, that's her. Oh, see, it starts playing a video that you don't even ask for. All right, so hold on a second. Okay, that's her right there. And then they blurred out the face of her children, but that's her. And like I said, she was killed in her home. Okay, she was killed in her home in Illinois, right? Really sad. And we know that there's a lot of crime that's unfortunately going on in Illinois. And a lot of people, I know the biggest thing they said is that a lot of them are burnt out as far as not just nurses, but paramedics. And this is one thing that's important, because we do have to remember that everybody is important when it comes to healthcare. Like, not, you know, everybody is vital. nurses are very vital. Like, we know that we are the heart of healthcare, but we can't do things without the paramedics. We can't do things without the EMTs, you know. So every person is really, really important in order to move forward and do healthcare well. Now, here's another story as far as nursing and social care. So this is one that I learned. There's a specialty called social care, and it's in England. So it sounds, so when, after I read about it, social care sounds equivalent to public care for the US. Like, and I'll talk about, I'll show you guys in a minute, one specific video that explains what social care is. But essentially what they're saying in this article is that the pay, because the pay for social care settings is less competitive than other settings, right? There's a higher vacancy as far as like nurses working in this role. And so the problem with this is that when there's a higher vacancy, then who's going to suffer? The patients are going to suffer because they're not going to get the treatment that they really need. So let me read this article to you guys by the Nursing Times. It says, its annual report on social care, the King's Fund think tank will warn that pay in other sectors had increased more quickly than in social care, which was leading to high vacancy rates and high turnover staff in the sector. The report warned that the staff vacancy rate in social care was the highest since records began. Now, I would love to know, comment below, let me know, how much does the pay matter to you when it comes to taking a job, from a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being it matters, it's the only thing that matters, it's so important, to 1 being it doesn't matter at all. Let me know in the comments. I would love to hear. It cited data published last year by Skills for Care, which found that the vacancy rate in England rose sharply from 7% to 11% between 2020 and 2021 and 2022, from 110,000 vacancies to 165,000 vacancies. I didn't even know that's even possible to have and things not collapse. The report also found that there is a variation between roles with higher vacancies for RNs than for care workers. So more RNs are leaving social care nursing in order to do higher paying roles. Additionally, there were higher vacancies in domiciliary care than residential care. And then it says these are is an important indicator of providers' capacity to deliver social care services. Now, what is social care, right? Like, if somebody wanted to do social care as a nursing job, what does that actually even look like? Well, let me play this particular video that I found. All right, this is by the H, let's see, we have here. Okay, the Health Education England. All right, it's a video about the Health Education England where it's showing, you're gonna literally see what, I'm gonna play a snippet of the video, not the whole thing. So you're gonna see what they do, what you would do. So if you wanted to do this type of job, this is what it would look like if you want to be a social care nurse. And you could tell me at the afterwards in the comments if this is something that you want to pursue or not.
Police officer, but I was only 5'6", so I've been a nurse for 40 years. And around me now, I've got an amazing team of nurses. We even grow our own.
I trained as a nurse, and then I was a mum, and then I went to work as a postie, and lots of people kept telling me, Maddie, you're a nurse.
I started working with people with learning difficulties when I was about 13 years old. I just came in and talked to people. It just feels natural. Got offered a college placement to go to a nursing home to look after the elderly. Nobody in the class wanted to go. I said I'd try it, and I am still there 20 years later.
I came into care with nothing, no qualifications, never worked in a nursing home. I learnt on the job.
I was a hairdresser, dancer, and did drama. I was not going to be a nurse.
Your heart now, Brett. I can do it through your shirt. You've got a nice new shirt on.
I went from being a care assistant to do my nurse training, to being a senior nurse, and to now being a clinical lead nurse, managing a team of nurses looking after young adults with disabilities.
When we see potential in care staff, we support them to become our nursing associates and nurses.
So, what is a nursing associate? We're the bridge between care assistants and registered nurses, and we can use our knowledge of both to promote real quality of life.
All right, okay. So that's essentially what is social care nursing. You're working with patients that have disabilities, elderly patients, patients that are, you know, not able to do their activities of daily living. So like I said, it sounded the title sounded like it was, but now that after watching the video, social care nursing is more so you're working with elderly population, patients have disabilities, patients that just can't function on their own, and so you're helping to assist them. So that's essentially what that role looks like if that's something that you're interested in wanting to pursue. All right, so now last but not least, we're bringing to you a story of a hospital that did actually improve their nursing pay, and how did that actually make a difference in the quality of healthcare? So here's, it says, this is, I'm gonna bring this to you, it says, Wrangler Health System in Chattanooga, Tennessee, recently gave a 10% raise. And this article is by scrubsmag.com. Wrangler Health System in Chattanooga, Tennessee recently gave a 10% raise to all 1,500 of its hospital-based registered nurses and 300 on-call nurses, and good things have been happening ever since. The company says it has seen a dramatic decrease in the number of nurses calling out sick since the wage increase was implemented on February 5th. In a recent meeting with the Wrangler's Board of Trustees, Rachel Harris, the Chief Nursing Executive, said the call-out reduction was an unexpected benefit of the pay and raises. The board approved the wage gains during a January meeting in an effort to recruit and retain more nurses. It says, we recognize that it is a time to implement more permanent solutions so that we can reestablish our bed capacity closer to pre-pandemic levels and fully meet healthcare needs of our community, Harris said after the board announced its decision. Isn't that amazing, right? Isn't that amazing that literally because they increased the pay, it has dramatically improved the hospital just in a matter of only, what, a month? So that's really, really huge. Could this potentially be the standard that all hospitals should implement across the country in order to see more retention, right? I think so. I think it would solve a lot of problems because at the end of the day, we need nurses in order to keep the doors open. So I think that it would definitely solve a lot of problems. And to think that one hospital, because that they implemented this approach, they're seeing a rise in less call-outs, they're seeing more nurses retaining, and it's only been a month. And it says here that many hospitals have used high-cost travel nurses to reduce staff shortages during the pandemic. But the Wrangler, which is this hospital, never subscribed to that model. Instead, they use incentives and overtime to pay to leverage existing internal contracts. So, and I've actually spoken with leaders of hospitals, and they said that it was very expensive for them to pay for us travel nurses to come to their hospital and pay us $3,000, $4,000 a week. And I'm pretty certain that a lot of them are getting tired of doing that by now. You know, not everywhere, of course, but it is the reality that the pay for nurses per week is definitely, as far as travel nursing, is definitely dropping. So that is essentially the story for us today. I have one comment that says, do you feel nurses are underpaid and overworked? Good morning, thank you. So absolutely, I definitely think that. So if you want my opinion, I absolutely think that nurses are underpaid and overworked. I don't think it's everywhere. So I don't think it would be fair to say every single facility, every single hospital, every single acute care setting. I don't think it's every single place, but it is in a lot of places. You know, and even myself, I've seen firsthand what it looks like. The way that nursing was 10 years ago when I was a new grad is different than the way it is today. And the workload, the heaviness, the job, a lot of nurses are literally being forced to work even when they're sick. It's insane the way things are now. So yeah, I definitely think that a lot of nurses are feeling the weight and they're tired. And they're looking to see where they can find better settings, and unfortunately, everywhere they go is the same. So unfortunately, it is the case in a lot of places, not every place, but in a lot of places, absolutely. Thank you so much for that comment. I appreciate you for asking. All right, so that's it today. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that you learned something, that you took something away. Comment below. Let me know in the comments what your opinions are, you know, as far as like the pay. If you started a recently nursing job and you left because you're like, no, this is not going to work. I can't do this. You know, and sometimes what's interesting too, some places the pay will be good, but the experience is horrible. And then you'll end up leaving anyways. So tell me what you think. Would you rather accept okay pay in an amazing environment, or really good pay and the most stressful environment that you ever had in your life? Tell me what you think in the comments, all right? Once again, also, if you want to check out our website, you can always visit our website for more information. You can simply go to www.choosingnursing.net for some of our resources, things that we offer. If you want to learn more about, even when it comes to career advice, if you're yourself, you're looking for career advice, and you need help with deciding, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to become a nurse? What type of job do I want to take on? Then you can also check out some of our resources at our website. And they also have a book called How to Become a Registered Nurse, where I go over helping you to find and secure that job of your dreams, as well as everything from getting into nursing school all the way to working as a RN. All right, you can find that book available on our website, or you can go to Amazon.com. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and I'll talk with you guys soon.